Egypt's Constitutional Court, one of the country's top courts, announced suspension of its work till the presidential decree issued last week by President Morsi is withdrawn. Egypt's judges have accused Morsi and the Muslim Brotherhood of launching an attack on Egypt's judiciary by undermining its independence.
By any means, we will not allow a new dictator. We see that this decree is unconstitutional and illegible because it undermines the judiciary and the principles of the Egyptian state.
Egypt's judges had held a meeting on Wednesday following a mass rally in Tahrir, as well as in other governorates around the country held by seculars. Protesters said that the constitutional declaration must be completely withdrawn.
We are sitting in to call for the scrapping of this constitutional declaration, and we will not back down unless it's suspended.
Other demands included a reshaping of the 100-man assembly currently writing Egypt's new constitution. In Tahrir Square, thousands continued the sit-in while clashes between Morsi opponents and central security forces intensified at a close distance to the square. The clashes between young protesters and security forces have left three dead as a result of rubber bullets and asphyxiation due to large amounts of tear gas.
Why are the police doing this to us? We have done nothing. They should use these weapons against our enemies, not their own people.
President Morsi and his supporters have repeatedly announced that there will not be changes made to the presidential decree. They explained that the measures listed in the decree are necessary to fight the remnants of the old regime still standing against the revolution. The Muslim Brotherhood and Salafi groups have called for a mass rally in support of the president's decision in Tahrir Square on Saturday, which many fear could lead to heavy clashes as liberal and secular forces continue to protest in the square.
With each day passing, both government and opposition are digging in their heels further, refusing to compromise to end the standoff. And despite the situation intensifying, causing a real rift in Egyptian society, no real solution is in sight. Karim Gamaluddin, Press TV, Cairo.